first thing I want to do is thank Claude Loisel and Dave Poulin for their many years of service to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I also want to take a second to thank the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds for being generous enough to allow me to have discussions with Kyle and to see if there was a fit for us there. A few weeks ago, I reached out to Kyle, and after sort of polling the hockey world for, you know, pretty much the entire time since I've been hired as to, you know, where are the great minds out there, who are the innovators, who are the rising stars, and several, you know, obviously I got several names, but one name that kept coming up was Kyle. I had a long conversation with David Branch, who suggested that Kyle would be a good person for me to get to know. So I think that was initially my first thought was just getting to know Kyle and learning a little bit more of how he thinks and what he does. That led to more conversations, led to deeper conversations. He and I enjoyed sort of discussing the game, and got to a point where I said, you know what, I'm going to have to call the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds because I want to have permission to talk to you about potentially working for us. So with that, I think I'd like to introduce you guys to the new Assistant General Manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Kyle Dubas.
That's obviously very exciting for me and my family. It's been quite the hectic month, but obviously I'm extremely excited about the opportunity to work in Toronto and for the Maple Leafs. It's been a lot of fun over the last little bit getting to know Brendan and then getting to know Dave Nonis as well. Certainly looking forward to getting to know them more and seeing how the role evolves and working together with them. I wouldn't be here today without the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds and the opportunity that they afforded me 3 years ago, and looking forward to taking those experiences learned there to try to help the Maple Leafs as best I can.
Before we open up to questions, I just did want to acknowledge that Dave Nonis was not able to be here with us today due to a family commitment. So he'll be available when he gets back to town as well. At this point, we can open up to questions.
Brendan, you promised a culture based on merit. Is this new hire an example of that, despite its age?
You know what, I'm just looking for talented people, and the more I got to know Kyle, the more I realized that this was somebody that, you know, obviously was an extreme talent. I think that the more I learned about him and the way he does business, and also just the way that he applies his work. He's a worker. I mean, he's somebody that has applied what he knows in a practical sense. He's run a team. He's taken on the challenges, and you know, he has experience in doing that. But again, he's not tied to any old ideas, or, you know. But at the same time, I think he's a very respectful and open person. And one of the first things he said to me, he considers this a great opportunity for him to learn. So I think that's what I had noticed about my first few conversations with him, was that he was a respectful gentleman. I just found him intriguing. I was learning things that I didn't know, and just wanted to learn more.
And now that you've got your front office in line, the bench in line, what about the on-ice product?
Well, we're working on it.
Brendan, were you looking for different voices to add to the management team?
Well, I you know, I always value a room and any time you've got a room that has different opinions, just different perspectives, one in which we can challenge ideas and think differently. I think that's a better process. It's a better way to have a management team.
You mentioned that Kyle isn't tied to old ideas. Did you think maybe the past regime sort of was?
No, it's not to reflect on the past regime, but I just think he does bring a different perspective and a fresh perspective. And again, it's what's important to me is, you know, he's not just talking about it, he's living it. He's obviously, you know, he's done a great job in a short amount of time of turning around a hockey team. He's passionate about that team. He's passionate about Sault Ste. Marie. I like that part of him as well. basically says he has a weakness for all players who were born in Sault Ste. Marie. I said, I know what you mean with Mimico, but, you know, he is loyal in that sense, but I think he's also somebody that is innovative and a free thinker.
Brendan, you've been in the NHL forever. What does a 29-year-old teach you about
hockey? He's not 29 yet.
28. What does he teach you about hockey that you didn't know? How is that possible?
Well, I think, again, it's how is it possible? It's how is it not possible? It's he's come up a different way than I have. Again, I'd like to surround myself with people that challenge ideas, that think differently. He's, again, like I said, he's a team player. He's run a team. He understands that he's, to me, he's been a great example so far of somebody, of all the people that I've met and talked to. He's obviously got a great appreciation and understanding of analytics, but he's also married that to the complexities and instincts you have to have when you're putting a product on the ice. He has not just talked about it, but he's done it. What he lacks in experience, I think that he makes up for in willingness and pursuit to gain more knowledge. I just think that this is somebody that if it wasn't going to be long before somebody else snatched him up, and we feel very lucky that we were able to get him.
Kyle, can you look back to your 3 years in Sault Ste. Marie, maybe describe yourself as a bit of a risk taker, and I think of the hiring of Sheldon and what he was able to bring to your team?
I think people perceived hiring Sheldon as a risk, but it ended up being the best decision that we ever made there. And people try to cast Sheldon in terms of what he was as a teenager, and to see the maturation and the development of him and how hungry he was to prove people wrong and how hungry he was to pursue knowledge and incorporate that into his coaching. It was one of the greatest experiences that I've had in working with somebody. So I know at the beginning it was looked at as a risk, but it ended up being the greatest reward in my time in Sault Ste. Marie, for sure.
Kyle, have you had much of a chance to speak with Dave Nonis, and what are your thoughts on working with him and blending your ideas with his?
Right, well, I was excited when I spoke to Brendan, and then in evaluating whether to make the move, I know it seems, you know, maybe a little bit naive a bit to say that you don't really, I really loved working in Sault Ste. Marie, and it was a great setup, and I wasn't, you know, even when Brendan first reached out to me, it was, you know, you're humbled and that's great, but it wasn't a slam dunk that I would just pick up and go. I was enthused with my talking with Brendan, and then even more enthused with my discussions with Dave and where he sees the game going and the game evolving. And that to me was part of one of the more exciting parts of the entire process. And knowing that I'd be able to come in and be heard and help out as much as possible and learn from Dave, who was a young assistant general manager as well as he came up, which I think will be a great experience for me.
What sort of contributions or changes do you want to make to the team?
I'm just an assistant GM. I'll do what I'm asked and we'll go from there. This is my first couple hours with the Toronto Maple Leafs, so we'll sit down and talk and have more discussions with Dave and then go from there. But I'm just here to give my opinion and try to present information and go from there.
We brought Kyle in to have a positive influence on our entire organization. And again, like I said, he has a team player, and he's a humble guy, as you just heard from that answer. But I expect him as he gets his feet wet here to have a positive influence throughout our entire organization. Information is power, and Kyle is great at gathering information, and I think that's what's exciting. It's not just one specific job for him. I think he's somebody that really wants to sort of be involved in a lot of things.
Kyle, you know, what Brendan talked about, the complexities of marrying on ice with right. off ice analysis, in a nutshell, I mean, can you explain what you learned trying to marry the practical and the theoretical?
It's not easy. It took a long time in Sault Ste. Marie to get there, and it's not even close to perfect. I look at all of that stuff as another piece of information, and you have to eliminate some of the noise and present the data or information that's going to best help the team in whatever regard that is. It's scouting, it's strategy, lineups. It's trying to then get that, begin to have everyone, you know, get on board and understand that, and that takes a lot of time. It doesn't happen overnight, and for me, a lot of the theories and things that are being uncovered or that I was learning as I went through it, I rejected them at first, and some of them I'm not a huge believer in, as some others are. But it's taking what I know works and then incorporating that into the whole team structure, and knowing that you're dealing with a number of subjective pieces to the puzzle as well.
How much do you know about cap management, maybe some of the other day-to-day duties that you're going to be facing?
Well, I was a player agent before I went back to work for the Sioux. So, you know, in terms of knowing the CBA and knowing the salary cap and how it works, I haven't done that for 3 years, obviously, aside from a fan where you're analyzing what a cap hit is and how it all fits into the system as a whole. But it won't take long for me to get reacquainted back with that, if that's what I'm wanted to do.
And I'd like to add, we're also still looking at some other potential hires as well. You know, we want to make sure that everybody's in their most comfortable place, and a place in which we're as efficient as we can be as a club.
Brendan, do you see Colin almost like educating people like yourself or Randy or people about?
Well, I can just.
Or do you see him going on, investing in him and going off and finding solutions that he can present back?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I think that I can certainly say that anybody in our organization, regardless of what they were asked, in the past or past years, their opinions, a little bit of time with Kyle can change those opinions and change those views. He is not an in-your-face kind of guy. He's logical. He's thoughtful. Again, he's applied it on the ice. He's a rare combination. And so, you know, if you were to ask me a couple of years ago some of the questions that he and I have talked about, I wouldn't have really known what you're talking about. But again, it's my job to sort of assess where we are, what we need, where the game is going, and how best to get there. In talking to him, the amount that I learned in a short period of time, I just thought that he was somebody that not only could bring what he knows, but I think that he's also a great teacher as well.
Was that logical, analytical nature something that was missing, you feel, from the team in the past?
I think it's something that we obviously felt needed to be improved upon. And I think that it's something, as I said earlier, and he said, information is power, and it's as Kyle said, it's about eliminating some of the noise and seeing what information works best for you, your team, the direction that you and your team want to go with.
Are you concerned about optics at all, given his age, and not everyone may be familiar with his background and
No.
his accomplishments?
No.
Kyle, take me back to Sault Ste. Marie, the old arena on Queen Street. Who are some of the role models and heroes that you may have cut your teeth on and got you very interested in this game?
Well, my grandfather coached the team in the 60s, and I was very lucky to be born into the family that I was, and he was such a prominent person in hockey, even though obviously I never got to see him coach in the 60s. It's evident that I wasn't around then, but that was the first lucky break I had, and then the second was when Craig Hartsberg, who's now with Columbus, took over as the coach and general manager there. I learned so much from Craig, and that was the point, I think, in my life where I realized 100% that I wanted to work in hockey, is learning the stuff that I did from Craig and having that experience.
Kyle, I don't know if it was your grandfather or grandmother, but there was an expression, never let the grass grow under your feet. At one point you said that was kind of a motto that you really tried to always keep in mind throughout your career. How are you going to apply that here?
I think to me that applies to learning as much as possible. Both in Brendan and Dave, when I first started talking to both of them, they both kind of asked what interests you, and to me, what interests me is learning and gathering more knowledge every day and trying to learn as much as I can every day and get better a little bit every day. And to me, having Brendan and Dave here gives me a huge amount of resources to learn from and people to learn from. And I think that's what I'm most excited about more than anything. And that's how that best applies to them in this case, is being able to learn from the people that are here and their status and experience in hockey.
Kyle, how closely did you follow the Leafs last season?
I was worried about the Sioux Greyhounds, but it's tough when you live in Ontario not to hear everything that's going on with the Leafs, for obvious reasons. But I didn't really have a lot of time to watch all the games since we've started to talk, and I've started talking with Dave. I've watch some more of the games that have been on Leafs TV and so on and so forth. But I know, you know, what a lot of the criticisms and what a lot of the positives are surrounding the team, and now it's just going to be about really digging into it and breaking it down that I'm working here.
I know you talked about it a little bit in relation to talking with Dave Nonis, but do you see this as an organization, whether it's Dave or the coaching staff, that's flexible enough to keep on learning?
Right. I know Steve Spott. I've never met Randy or Peter, so I can't really answer that on the coaching staff side of it. In terms of the organization, I think every organization, rightly or wrongly, changes every day. I think everything changes always, even if it doesn't look like that's the case. If you're not changing, everything around you is, and thus you're going to change in not a great way. So I've got the impression in talking to Brendan and talking to Dave that they're certainly open to any and all ideas, and that was one of the things that was most enticing about the situation here for me.
As much as you've achieved over your young career thus far, is this sort of a reinstatement of a belief in your ability and what you've been able to garner to get to this point?
I've been pretty lucky to along the way. I've been able to have opportunities open up, and I guess I talked to Dave and Brendan last night, and then be able to try to make the most of those opportunities every day. And that's just what I'm going to continue to do. And everyone else can judge whether that's good or bad or indifferent.
Brendan, just the Marlies, will Kyle have an opportunity to work hands-on with that organization and pick up some of the slack that's been gone with Dave leaving?
Well, again, I like I said, we're not done the hiring process. We're still looking for some more people as well in different roles that we have. Obviously, Claude and Dave Poulin did a lot of work for us. But I would certainly expect, like I said before, Kyle's going to be involved in all things with the Maple Leafs.
Kyle, when you hear the word stats guru before your name or the Billy Bean of hockey, what's your reaction to that?
I didn't catch the second part, sorry.
The Billy Bean of hockey or whatever.
Billy Bean's a pretty successful guy, and not anybody that I'll ever be compared to, I think, for, probably never. But stats guru, that gets lumped in, I think, because people know that I have an affinity for that stuff, but it's really about learning as much as I can and getting as much information as I can. Like I said, I haven't run the team in Sault Ste. Marie based solely on statistics. It's been a good size part of what we've integrated in, but the rest of it is just hockey. It's evaluating players, scouting reports, dealing with the personalities on the team, hiring on trying to hire on the best scouts and people, and certainly the analytics. I've found it to be a major help to me personally. In the way that I view the game and just create a better level of certainty to decisions. But I think there are people that are far further advanced than me with it in terms of being a guru.
Which particular stats do you like?
I like them all. I think some are better than others, as it is with everything. But and I think we're just only beginning to open the door in hockey. I think there's a lot out there. I mean, right now it's very primitive. When you talk about, people say, they use the buzzword possession, and they're talking about shots for and shots against. It's not really groundbreaking stuff. But I think as we continue to deduce what causes that, that's the stuff that I'm interested in.
Will you keep your own stats, basically, actual measure possession rather than...
It depends on how good the statisticians are here. So we'll go from there.
Are you excited coming from the OHL to the NHL, to the richest organization in the NHL, and the potential you could have to implement some things? Man, if I just had the budget, I could do this. Is that kind of exciting?
Sure. It was fun in the Sioux. Yeah,
check.
It was fun in the Sioux not having the budget and having to just find a way. That to me, look, there are times when you're immersed in it where you just wish you had, a couple extra bucks here or there. But to me, it was fun being able to gather stuff and have to be really efficient at doing it. Obviously, coming here, it's apparent that the size, it's a lot different here than Sault Ste. Marie. I think it goes without saying. But and so that's an exciting part for me, is not having to maybe spend as much time on some of the small little details and focus more on the long-term development of these various different projects and items.
Folks, we're just going to take a couple more questions, and then we'll just make them available for a quick photo op here by the logo on the floor.
You referenced Dave Branch And the OHL has been kind of at the forefront in changing, you know, reducing the impact of fighting, for example. Has that affected the way you built teams and the way you assessed attributes? And the NHL, this team in particular under Randy, has always been tough, tried to get bigger, that kind of thing. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, our teams in the Sioux, like last year, we were second in penalty minutes. I think we had the fewest fights in the league. Really, we were a young team, so really focused on if we were going to be successful, we were going to have to, I mean, and Sheldon did a wonderful job with the team, a great coaching job. We were going to have to compete with teams on our bottom of our lineup and incorporate more skill into it. And every, you know, this year that'll be different in the Sioux in how the team is developing. But in terms of the league and the way that it operates, you know, Dave Branch having the opportunity to sit in on meetings and you know, be on a few committees there, every single thing that they do is about the safety and betterment of the players in every regard. And that was something that, you know, I didn't know that heading in, how the whole thing ran, but that to me was one of the most beneficial experiences, was seeing firsthand how much he pushes player safety and betterment of player development. That's his number one priority, and you can't help but incorporate that into your team and make things better for your own players.
Brennan, when you were talking to people around hockey, trying to find an assistant GM, were you targeting someone like Kyle, or did you just in your discussion wind up finding?
I wasn't looking for an assistant general manager. I was actually just doing my homework. You know, having not been with an NHL team and working for the league, you know, there was obviously a learning curve for me as well. And part of that was just talking to different people about, you know, like I said, like what's out there, what ideas are out there, what people are out there. I wasn't out looking for an assistant general manager. I was just looking for smart people. I was looking for new ideas. And that takes time. I mean, I know that people wanted, you know, have their own expectations and timelines, but I don't like to work off other people's timelines. You do it well and you do it when you're ready. And like I said, I spoke to several people, and one name that kept coming up was Kyle. The more I got to know him, the more I would have preferred that he was with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we were able to make that happen thanks to Kyle, and also thanks to the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds.
So were you intending then to make changes, or did this just kind of come about from those conversations?
They were on my mind. You know, I think that, you know, as I said when I first took the job, that there was going to be a period of time in which I was going to be assessing people, assessing roles, assessing how our management group is structured. But it all had to work in sort of sequence. You know, we had the draft coming up, we had free agency, we had prospects camp, we had a lot of things. And so, again, it's... to me, there were certain priorities that we had to put on a timeline ahead of others, and things got shelved. But, you know, I was constantly just trying to gather as much information about the whole organization as I can.